Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, in this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll be talking about the U.S. chart and its upcoming cycles. Just in time for celebrating the birth of our country, I'll discuss what we can expect for the United States in these changing times, what social changes are afoot, and what's ahead for our economy. I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that our new fall program for 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business will start October 7th. Now, I know that seems like a long time away from now, but it will be here in a flash. This program is for anyone who works in business or has their own company. And if you're ready to work in the flow and move into the abundant universe in spite of the economy, check out this 8-month program with a monthly class and group coaching session by phone. We're so confident that this program can assist you in your prosperity that it has a money-back guarantee. To learn more, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, look for the new fall program for 8 Keys Prosperity Training under What's New on the home page. And I also want to let you know that you can now sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. You can get this now in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's still free, and it's a copy of the information that I give you each week on the radio. No more trying to take notes or having to remember to go to the website each week. Just the simple process of registering for it, so we can send it to you free each week. To do so, go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And the link will be under What's New on the left side. So get signed up today. So what's up in the heavens? First, we have very hazardous driving conditions now through July 7th. Mercury is square Uranus, and the negative side of this energy is that it can indicate erratic and hazardous driving conditions. And also where I am, there's no internet service, and that's for a lot of the Puget Sound. So this is another indication of Mercury square Uranus. But the hazardous driving conditions are primarily because the other driver, or you, may suddenly make an unexpected move and cause an accident. So something you're not anticipating. Something unexpected can cause an accident. Could be road construction or weather problems. Whatever it is, this is a serious potential. And even worse, it's only one of three cycles which are indicating the potential for serious or fatal accidents. So this cycle comes at a time when we're having the 4th of July weekend, and it's been in range all week, actually, since June 28th. It's peaking today on July 3rd, and it stays in range through July 4th. Now, in addition to that, Mercury also opposes Pluto beginning July 1st. So that was 2 days ago, and it peaks on July 4th tomorrow, and it stays in range through July 7th. Now, Mercury opposite Pluto can indicate transformative or fatal accidents, especially since this cycle overlaps the one I just mentioned. So remember, during July 1st through the 4th, we have doubly dangerous driving conditions. In addition to that, next Tuesday, we have the first of three eclipses between July 7th and August 5th. This is the summer of change, and if you're impacted by these eclipses, they will either help you choose a new path, or the universe will whack you over the head until you do so. On Tuesday, July 7th, we have a lunar eclipse, and that's followed by a total solar eclipse on July 21st, and that's followed by a second lunar eclipse on August 5th. Now, we're already in range of the effects of these eclipses, which started as early as 30 days before, and they can extend to as late as 30 days after the eclipse. And the primary meaning of these eclipses is related to a sudden need to reform old ideas or methods due to unexpected failures of existing systems and processes. New methods are required to deal with the situation. So if you respond in your old routine ways, the universe will send you a tragic or violent response in order to remove the blockage. You must respond in new ways to these events in order to get a good outcome for everyone concerned, including you. So let's all avoid those tragic or violent removal of blockages and make some new responses this summer. So this eclipse, which is combined with those two Mercury cycles I just mentioned, can be extra tough for those who are resisting their changes, resulting in accidents. So it's time to drive defensively this holiday weekend. It doesn't matter who's in the right if you're dead. Take extra precautions. Make sure you're very alert when you drive this holiday weekend. Know where all the cars around you are so you can make very fast decisions in case someone does something unexpected. Don't talk on your cell phone while you're driving. Do everything you can to stay extra alert out there, and let's all be safe. Now, the secondary meaning of the July 7th eclipse is related to reviving your physical body or developing sexual energy or satisfaction. It's time to reconnect with your body and physical vitality. Wow, that sounds pretty good, doesn't it? If you've been neglecting your physical well-being, now is the time to regenerate and enjoy being alive. Find some like-minded people and start some physical exercise or activities. Be spontaneous and enthusiastic about revitalizing yourself. When this energy is used negatively, it results in relationships based solely on sexual attraction. Well, you know, if that's the worst case for the secondary meaning, how bad can it be? Now for some good news. We're now in range of a lovely cycle, Mercury, Trine, Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune. This cycle is occurring at the same time that Mercury squares Uranus, which I mentioned a moment ago in relation to potential accidents. Now, these two cycles together, though, can mean that we can have breakthroughs in our mental patterns and the thoughts that keep us locked into them. So these mental breakthroughs or sudden flashes of intuition can lead us very quickly to envisioning a new and expansive future. And you can certainly be inspired now by movies, pictures, or other images. In fact, it's a fabulous time to do a vision board. Cut out pictures that speak to you from magazines and put them together on a poster board of what you want in your life. Of course, be sure to include photos of you and your family. Or keep a notebook or recorder with you throughout this weekend, because that will allow you to capture those great flashes of intuition and start taking actions to make your visions into reality. This cycle peaks today, and it stays in range through tomorrow, July 4th, fairly quick. And another cycle, which is still very strong, even though it's already peaked, is Venus conjunct Mars. And this week, they are square to Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune. So first of all, Venus conjunct Mars together in Taurus is about getting what you want, what you want to feel secure and to enjoy life. We're actually all focused on this lately. But now that these two are square to Jupiter, there's a tendency to attempt to do too much with too little time and resources. This is similar to when you were a kid and you used to run up or down the stairs by jumping multiple steps at a time. Only now, you're not so flexible as you used to be, and when you try to do this, you can hurt yourself. Because Mars and Venus are also square to Neptune, there's a bit of deception or illusion going on here. We may be deceiving ourselves about what's best for us and others. Or in the case of attempting to do too much, we may deceive ourselves that we can really pull it off when we just don't have enough time, money, or energy. Mars square in Neptune can indicate a lack of energy or scattering our energy. Venus square Neptune can indicate that we're deceiving ourselves about money or love. We might think we're in love, and when we're in love with an ideal or an image instead of a person. Plus, Venus and Mars are square to Chiron, Ouch. Chiron was the wounded healer, a centaur, half horse and half human. And when he shows up, there are traumas to be healed. And this time, the traumas are related to actions involving love or money. You may have noticed something about this yesterday on July 2nd when the moon opposed Venus and Mars. This can indicate that you don't have enough money to do what you want, or you may not feel well enough to do what you want, or your lover doesn't feel well enough for that romantic weekend that you had all planned. If this is the case, remember what I told you earlier. This is an exceptionally hazardous weekend for driving, even for a holiday weekend. So if you feel too tired or you don't have enough money, don't push the river. Sit back and relax. Do something easier or less expensive instead. And only do what brings you joy, because you do only what you have enough time, money, and energy to do. Now, I know we're headed off to a break, so what's ahead for the United States? What social and economic changes can we expect? When I come back after this short break, I'll be talking about the U.S. chart and its upcoming cycle, so stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Are you preparing for extraterrestrial communication? Attend Star Talk on July 11th at the Maitreya Center in Redmond. Expanding right brain consciousness, we can begin to activate the celestial mind with direct experience of interstellar energies. From Parallel Universe Programs and Sandra Rodman, Star Talk, July 11th. Call 425-214-2926 or visit parallel-universe.us.
Are you living your life to the max? Is there anything you would like to change about how you feel or what you're experiencing? You can have anything you want, and empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you the way. Living your life to the max is more than a catchphrase. It's what we intended when we came into this life. Empowerment psychic medium Linda Dickinson online at inmyfuture.com. For private sessions, call 800-206-9096. Live your life to the max. Join Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis on Sundays at noon as metaphysical mother and TV personality Robin Alexis helps countless people around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. She serves you using her gifts as a medium, medical intuitive, past life reader, and more. Get your free on-air readings with Robin Alexis every Sunday at noon, and now hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Wednesdays at 1 p.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Would you like to be healing old wounds today? Licensed psychotherapist Denise Montalvo can help. Unintegrated trauma impacts our life experience with unconscious behaviors that manifest through our relationships and keeps us transfixed by fear, sadness, and anger. Each journey is personal and individual. Emotional healing can be attained without years of traditional talk therapy. Call Denise Montalvo at 915-760-8999 or visit denisemontalvo.com.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2009 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day. This color-coded guide provides good timing for all your important actions. And the last books are on sale now. To order, call 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Or go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm talking about the U.S. chart and its upcoming cycles, the social and economic changes we can expect with them. And after that, I'll be taking your calls, and I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, since we're about to celebrate the 4th of July tomorrow, I thought it would be fun to look at the charts of the United States and see what's ahead. Now, first of all, I want to mention that all countries, all governments, states, cities, etc., all have an astrology chart for when they were born. The U.S. chart is one that is hotly debated among astrologers because the time is hard to pin down. The date is the one we all know, July 4th, 1776. The location was Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And the time? Well, the time that I use is one that is used by several very well-known financial astrologers. And that time is 9:36 a.m. And it's been heavily researched. In theory, this is when the Declaration of Independence was signed. Now, this chart shows the American work ethic, which we all know is very strong, since Americans work more hours than any other country in the world. It also shows the strong, independent nature of Americans, our ambition, and our major focus to be prosperous. Certainly, our country has been exceedingly prosperous, and even in today's situation, the U.S. is still far better off than many other countries. It also shows that the U.S. is a country that values equality for everyone. Plus, it shows that the country has a few challenges, particularly in terms of deceptive actions. We all know our government has been guilty of this in large measure, and after more than 200 years, you'd think we'd learned something. But let's look ahead now to see what the U.S. can expect. As I mentioned last week when I discussed the revolutionary energies we're in now through 2020, we have some fairly major social and economic changes ahead of us. The truth is, just like a horse and carriage, they go hand in hand together. Now, I've spoken before about Pluto in Capricorn being a major cycle that's associated with the changes we're now watching throughout the world economy. This cycle is associated with tearing down and rebuilding a new economy, new ways to do business in a sustainable way, and eventually a new form of capitalism. But what gives this cycle particular power in the U.S. is related to how it impacts the U.S. chart. Now, right now, Pluto is opposite the USA Venus, and Venus, of course, represents money. This is a signal that we're due for financial reform. Our currency may change completely or decline significantly. Our banking system was out of control and needs to be regulated. This cycle also signals that the Federal Reserve, which is in the center of our banking system, needs to be transformed. Now, we're watching all these changes now, and we'll continue to go through this process through November of 2010. There are a few breathing spots in there between February and June 2010, but after that, we're back to addressing financial, currency, and banking issues again through November of 2010. Now, what are the social implications of living with a declining currency? This is commonly called inflation. Obviously, you cannot buy as much as you once did with the same amount of money. So one of the changes you can expect to see is people taking up other hobbies instead of shopping. Is it possible that people will start visiting each other in person again? Wow, what a concept. Let's hope that might come back into vogue. But certainly, making our own fun in less expensive ways, including the possibility of reconnecting with others, is a big potential. Now, let's keep moving, though, as I have a lot to tell you. Next, we're still climbing out of this cycle to transform our financial institutions when we run into another major challenge. The next major cycle is Pluto opposes the USA Jupiter. Now, we'll get the first taste of this cycle next year in March, April, and May of 2010. Jupiter represents how our social systems, our educational, legal, and medical systems work. It also represents our elections and how we elect our representatives. And Jupiter is particularly known as the planet that represents how we grow and abundance in general. His other name is Santa Claus. Now, this cycle of Pluto transforming all these areas in our country will be noticeable in March through May 2010, and then again in January 2011 through November of 2011. Now, what we'll need to watch for during these periods are different states trying to secede from the United States so they can get out from under the burden of the U.S. debt. Will that happen? We're already seeing this issue being raised in various states around the country. It will certainly be a test for the U.S. and Obama. It's interesting that Obama, who is rumored to have been President Lincoln in a previous lifetime, will probably be only the second president to deal with such an issue. And, of course, the first one was Lincoln. So, fortunately, if that experience is true, he's got some experience behind him for this issue if it gets worse. Now, we can already see that Obama is working on creating an alternative health care plan, and that's also one of the potentials of this cycle. We know the health care system doesn't work well. It probably needs a lot more than what any new health care plan can offer, but at least there's an opportunity for some competition to come in. We'll see if it really makes a major change in the system. Pluto opposite the USA Jupiter could also indicate that our electional processes will get transformed. Heaven knows we need that too. It could also indicate that the USA Constitution could be challenged to transform. We'll have to be very careful if that issue gets started, because there's a lot of good in our Constitution that we don't want changed. So these changes take us through November of 2011. Then we get a bit of a break, and gosh, we'll need one by then. Next, in early 2013, Pluto begins opposing the USA Sun. The Sun is the country's leader. It can also represent the country itself. This is a huge deal, because as Pluto opposes the USA Sun, it also squares the USA Saturn, which represents structure and organization. These are very challenging cycles, and if the states, if any states are going to secede from the U.S., this is the most likely time for this to happen. Now, at the same time that's going on, the planet Uranus, which represents sudden changes, opposes the USA Saturn and squares the USA Sun. This is a huge deal. We've never seen anything like this before for the United States. Now, if you heard my show last week, I talked about the energies of Uranus square Pluto, which we have now through 2020. These are revolutionary energies. And during 2013 through 2015, the USA gets its toughest test with these revolutionary energies challenging the country and the structure of the country. Now, will the U.S. break up into smaller countries? It's certainly possible under these energies. But other possibilities exist too. Perhaps instead, we'll rededicate ourselves to saving the Earth. And to do so, we'll break up old patterns that got us into this pickle. There are a number of possibilities, and just remember, we're the ones making the choices as to what's going to happen. So that's the overview for the next 6 years. And now I know this all seems very far away, so let's get back to what's happening this summer and fall. First of all, the U.S. is getting impacted by the July 7th and July 21st eclipses. The first eclipse is opposite the USA Sun, which, as I just mentioned, often represents either the president and or the country itself. Since these eclipses relate to a sudden or unexpected failure of a system, we'll have to see if Obama experiences one or if the country's, one of the country's systems will fail. In either case, we can really hope that we see a new response in order to prevent tragic or violent consequences. The July 21st total solar eclipse is opposite the USA Pluto. Now, this likely means that the United States' power is being diminished. Now, just yesterday, NPR reported that the International Monetary Fund, also known as the IMF, has decided to sell bonds for the first time in its history. Now, this might be a rather ho-hum deal if it wasn't for the fact that the bonds that they're going to sell will not be sold in U.S. dollars. Instead, the bonds will be issued in a hybrid or mixture of currencies from the U.S. dollar, the U.K. British pound, the euro, and Japanese yen. Now, this is the beginning of the end for the U.S. dollar. At the moment, this hybrid currency is referred to as special drawing rights by the IMF, but it's not actually a currency, at least not yet. Now, what's behind this move? China and Russia have been asking for a new world currency, something other than a U.S. dollar. I've talked about this before. There are so many dollars out there that other countries no longer want them. And before this is over, you can bet that the U.S. dollar will be at least partially displaced as the U.S. world currency. And that will mean that everything we purchase from overseas will cost more. Now, this fall, we see a new cycle that will further impact the U.S. chart and particularly our banking and financial system. This is Saturn moving into the sign of Libra in very late October and early November. In late November, Saturn starts squaring the USA Venus, which is already in trouble with Pluto opposing it. This combination will give us further financial challenges to clean up the banking industry, clean up the Federal Reserve, and start creating a sustainable financial system. This double whammy will be at work between November of this year and March 2010. So we've got our work cut out for us. Even so, this holiday weekend, just appreciate our ability to live in this great country. Let's join together in renewing our country to a much higher level. Now, I know we're about to take a break, and after this short break, I'll be taking your calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birthday, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, and I am here with Becky Miller from Kent, who is another successful client of Positive Changes. Becky, how much weight have you lost since coming to Positive Changes?
I've lost 65 pounds.
How does that make you feel?
It put me back in control. I had no deprivation. If I really wanted something to eat, I would take a couple bites and push the rest away.
Was it easy to lose the weight?
It was really easy. It made me make better food choices. I didn't give up anything. I think I will really keep this weight off forever.
How has losing the 65 pounds affected your health?
My cholesterol is lower. I'm off my blood pressure medication. My knees don't hurt anymore. My back doesn't hurt. I feel awesome.
Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Get more energy in your step and reduce your joint impact by 50%. Join the thousands of people who have found pain relief from using Z-Coil footwear. These unique shoes are engineered to relieve pain that starts at your feet and works its way up your body. You have nothing to lose but your pain. Give Z-Coil footwear a try. They're available at Z-Coil of Seattle. Call 206-838-7338 and visit your2feet.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Have you been longing to reconnect with nature? Yellow Bear Journeys is an ecotour company that designs and guides tours in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii with a unique focus of restoring the hope, strength, and joy of each traveler and bringing clarity to their next step in life. Journeys are designed to reconnect you with nature in gentle ways that allow enjoyment without overwhelm. Call 360-918-8121 or visit yellowbearjourneys.com.
Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from five continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, MCELROY.com.
This is Alternative Talk, 1150. Got it? Cool.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And remember, if you have a personal question, I need your birthday, time, and location. And you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And after taking your calls, I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. And just a quick reminder that if for any reason I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get to the heart of your major challenge. So, Valerie, do we have any callers yet? Oh, she might be on the phone with a caller. So we'll just wait a moment. But at this point in time, I believe when I first started, there was not a caller. So if you have a question, be sure that you call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again, 1-800-930-2819. And I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. So, Valerie, do we have a caller?
Yes, we have a caller on the line. Her name is Rochelle. She's calling in from Bothell, and her birth date is April 6, 1956, and she was born at 12:22 a.m. Rochelle, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Rochelle. Where were you
born? Hi,
dear.
I was born in Seattle, Washington.
Seattle. Okay, great. I have all your information. April 6, 1956, 12:22 a.m., Seattle.
Correct.
So how can I help you today, Rochelle?
Well, I'm kind of stuck in kind of every area I feel in my life. And I feel like something's going to be breaking loose, but I don't know what it is. And I just, do you see anything?
What areas are you feeling stuck in?
In my career.
Oh, in your career. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me have a look here at your career here.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what are you doing for a career right now?
I'm working at a software company, and I'm a manager of an operations team.
Okay.
And I've been in corporate America forever, and
uh-huh.
I don't really want to be in corporate America, but I don't know what my passion is.
Oh, you don't know what your passion is?
No,
wow,
I don't.
Wow, that's a big deal. Well, can I ask you, do you do anything that is related in any way, either artistic or inspirational or anything?
Not really. I mean, I'm going to start taking a painting class because I think that interests me.
Oh, okay. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, so that's something there's one in Bothell I'm going to look at anyway. So, yeah, that's something I've been feeling that for quite a while, like I'm supposed to be doing something like that.
And, you know, one of the things that happens with your career is just that you tend to scatter your energies a little bit.
Yes, I do.
And
I get bored.
Yes, you get bored, and it makes it a little bit hard for you to have a focus. One thing I would encourage you to look at is anything spiritual or anything artistic.
Yeah, I do. The spiritual part, I totally understand that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because those are things that really relate to your career in some way. And there may be some combination of artistic and spiritual activities together that would really make your heart sing.
Okay.
You know, so those are the kinds of things I would be looking at. This year in particular, you've got an incredible opportunity for growth in your career.
I know. I mean, I've read a lot about that.
Yeah, a lot of it is you needing to envision what you want. So,
and therein,
you know,
lies the rub.
Yeah. So my advice when you're feeling like this is to, you know, do you have a few friends that you could get together with and do vision boards?
Yes, I do.
I really recommend that you do this. This is such an incredible opportunity.
Okay.
Because the energies, you know, Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune are all sitting in the same degree, I think now through July 19th. And, you know, if I were in your boat, I would be making sure I could get my friends together in the next couple of weeks and setting aside, you know, 3 or 4 hours, an afternoon, where we would all get together and do these vision boards together. And everybody bring magazines, everybody bring pictures of themselves and their family that they want in their vision boards, And somebody donate the posters. I mean, they're probably $1.30 each.
Well, I have one that I kind of started, but I'm going out to my girlfriend's next week. We're going to spend about 5 days together, so we will do
that.
Because she wants to do that, too. And so that's
perfect. Yeah,
and we will
perfect.
Make sure and do that.
Yeah, it will make a big difference.
Okay. And do you see anything romantic?
Romantic. Well, I was just... Do you not have a partner?
No, there's you someone don't I'm seeing.
There's
someone I'm seeing.
Somebody you're seeing.
Yeah.
And how is that going?
There's a large age difference, and it's different. It's not long term, you know.
Is he younger than you?
I don't think. Yes, a lot.
Younger. Oh, okay. Well, here's my recommendation. Another. Well, there's some attraction there. But what I would recommend is that your criteria for romantic attraction, and put this somehow in your vision board. You know, put something in your vision board that represents somebody who has your level of consciousness.
Perfect.
Okay.
Okay.
It can have the great body, but somehow find a vision or words that say to you that this guy that you're attracting has a high level of a consciousness that matches yours.
Okay, that's perfect.
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
that's,
consciousness
that's excellent.
Energy that matches yours. And you certainly have opportunities for, potential good things to be happening this year.
Okay.
It's just more a and even for romance, but it's more about you envisioning what you want and becoming clear about it.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes perfect. No, I totally understand. Yeah.
And I guarantee you, when I did it, I did mine not that long ago in May, and I found the whole process to be incredibly energizing. I was so energized the night that I did mine. I didn't go to bed till 4 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
I just had so much energy from doing it. I couldn't even think about going to bed.
Oh, that's perfect. Okay, good.
You know, so there's a lot of energy that we get from clarity.
Yeah.
You know, and the vision board process brings that about, and that's why I'm so hot on it.
Okay, perfect. That's great. That is great information. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank
good
you so
luck.
Much.
You've got a great opportunity here. It's huge.
Okay, that's excellent. And have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Be safe out there, okay? Okay, bye. Valerie, do we have another caller?
Yes, we do. Suzanne is calling from Bellevue, and her birthday is October.
Oh, one second here. Suzanne, okay. October, what was it?
October 8th.
Okay.
1960.
Okay.
And she was born at approximately 6 p.m. She said she was born in Ireland and that they didn't put the time on her birth certificate.
Oh, okay.
So she's going to go with 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Suzanne,
are
you there?
That was 6 p.m.
6
and
what, p.m.
where was she born in Ireland?
I didn't ask her. Let's find out right now.
Okay.
Suzanne,
right.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Madeline. How are you?
Hi, Suzanne. Where were you born in Ireland?
Kilkenny.
How do you spell that?
K-I-L-K-E-N-N-Y.
K-I-L-K-E-N-N-Y.
E-N-N-Y.
Okay. And let me just see. I want to get your chart pulled up here. And how can I help you today?
Well, I'm very similar to that last caller that you had. I just feel stuck. Is there something going on here?
You feel stuck.
everything is just irritating, you know. And
okay. What, can you tell me what area you feel stuck in?
I feel stuck both romantically, well, not that I'm in a relationship, but just,
feel
you
stuck
know,
that you can't get a relationship going? Is that part of it? Or?
Yeah, that's exactly
okay.
right. I'm going, what's going on with me, you know?
Okay.
And also the career, my career. I mean, I just want to move on, move forward in there, and I just...
Okay. And now, what kind of career are you in? I mean, what do you do now? Oh, did we lose Suzanne? Valerie? Are
I think
there?
We lost her. If you're listening, you can call us back, okay?
That would be great. I'm sorry we lost you, Suzanne.
Suzanne, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can
okay,
you hear
oh,
there you are.
I got you back.
Okay, right. Excellent. Okay, okay. Tell me what kind of career are you in right now?
I'm in retail sales right now.
Oh, and, okay. And do you do any management work?
Yes, I do manage part of the area that I work in, but I want to move forward. I want to move into more management work. I want to move into, I want to actually run a, get into a buying office and
purchase. Oh, okay, right. Manage from a different level, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, now I can see that we're coming up to a break, so I want you to hold on the line, and when we come back from break, we will continue our conversation. Okay, so hang on. We're just going to take a quick break. And after this short break, I'll still be taking one other call, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Would you like to be healing old wounds today? Licensed psychotherapist Denise Montalvo can help. Unintegrated trauma impacts our life experience with unconscious behaviors that manifest through our relationships and keeps us transfixed by fear, sadness, and anger. Each journey is personal and individual. Emotional healing can be attained without years of traditional talk therapy. Call Denise Montalvo at 915-760-8999 or visit denisemontalvo.com.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in one critical hour without suffering or willpower? Kat James says yes. Find out what transformed Kat and others as you jumpstart your own journey to freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths. With pioneering experts and real-life stories, Kat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Kat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Learn more at TotalTransformation.com.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2009 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day. This color-coded guide provides good timing for all your important actions. And the last books are on sale now. To order, call 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Or go to AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit VitalityChiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunt on The Dr. Pat Show.
In the world of Amelina, our commitment is to making the time spent with us an interlude to be remembered and treasured. The best gift is the gift of health. Give it to yourself and valued others. Amelina International Day Spa is located in downtown Seattle and Yakima Valley. Visit our website at amelina.com. That's spelled UMMELINA.com. Or call 206-624-1370.
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit PerformanceVelocity.com and start getting results now.
Real people, real life, real radio. Really? Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and I believe we already have all the callers we can handle for today. So just a quick reminder that if I didn't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like love, career, or money make a great way to get headed in the right direction. So, Valerie, do we have Suzanne back with us?
Yes, Suzanne, are you still on the line?
I certainly am.
Okay, good. Now, we were talking about you wanting to have some breakthroughs here.
Yes, exactly.
And I'm just looking at your chart. It looks like you are in kind of what I call a unexpected growth cycle. It's not peaking until next year, but it's very close now, so it probably feels like a lot of tension. In terms of having this breakthrough. So what you're trying to do, actually, is have a breakthrough in your belief. It's kind of hard to imagine, but literally every single day, the universe is just showing us what we believe in. And so it doesn't matter whether we believe that we can be incredibly successful or we just don't have a clue what we're doing. The universe will constantly show us exactly what we believe. If we believe that you have to work hard to get any money and you probably won't get enough, that's what the universe will show us. So, or if you believe that money can come to you easily, that's what the universe will give you. So you're trying to have a breakthrough in your beliefs, which will then change your financial situation and also probably impact, you know, how your career goes. It would give you a great boost in your career, you see, to have a change in your belief. Now, can you tell me what you believe about how easy or hard it is to get to that management position?
I do have to try and, you know, remain positive about money and, you know, that my career is going to take me to where I need to get to.
Okay, now I just want to mention the word try.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we use the word try, we're giving ourselves permission to fail.
Okay.
I would get that word out of your vocabulary.
Okay.
You know, the old college try was just, you know, a way for people to basically say it's okay to fail.
Right. Yeah.
So I would definitely, you know, focus on a whole different way to frame it. I would focus on something that would be in the positive, in the present tense.
Okay.
You know, I have my new career, or my new career in management is happening right now.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It needs to be in the present tense, because if
tense,
it's not,
okay,
it's always going to be in the future, and you're never going to be in the future, ever. You're always right here in the present tense, right here in the now. So make your affirmations present tense, positive, and don't ever use that word try, because it will send you down the wrong road every time.
Right, yeah.
Now, one thing I want to mention about your chart here, because I know we're going to run out of time, is you have Jupiter, Neptune, and Chiron opposite your Uranus at this point in time, too. So Uranus is square to your Jupiter, and Jupiter, Neptune, and Chiron are opposite your Uranus. So you are really trying to stretch yourself in unexpected ways. And it can feel challenging to do this, because it's very similar to when I pick up a worm from under a potted plant sitting on a patio. There's not very much dirt there. But the worm is surviving. He's got a little tiny, tiny bit of dirt, but he's surviving. But when I pick him up, he is, like, very upset. And when I move him to a place that has abundant dirt where he can grow big and strong and really thrive, you know, he's still going to be in shock for a while. And when he finally figures out that he's got a much better place to live, he will not connect that with the fact that I moved him.
you see. He will not understand that something good happened to him when I moved him, you see. So that's how it feels to us. You know, sometimes there are negative things that happen to us or appear to be negative, but they're not really negative. And so I just want to make sure you understand you could encounter some fairly, you know, significant situations this year that are challenging you to grow in new ways. It's going to be a stretch.
Yes.
And when you get these opportunities, try to look at them in a positive light. You know, if something happens to a job that goes away, it just means something better is coming.
Right.
You see?
And I do feel that, and I know that. I understand that.
Yeah. Yeah, these are big changes. And now, you know, if you've had any traumas in the past, this would be an incredibly good time to release them, because that would free up your energy to really focus on bringing something positive to you.
Right, yeah.
If you have any traumas from the past, any negative emotional situations that have occurred, I would, you know, get with one of the coaches on my website or Denise Montalvo, the psychotherapist. They all do energy release work to release traumas of different sorts.
Right.
And they take like an hour. You know, it's very quick and easy to do. And so we have some great tools available to us now that we used to not have. So I would recommend you do some of those things and enjoy the ride. It's going to be a bit of a stretch for you, but I think you'll really benefit.
Well, yes. I believe that you do benefit if you just kind of, I have to just kind of sit back and look for, you know, what the message is in all these situations.
Exactly. So enjoy it. You have lots of growth opportunities this year, so take advantage of them.
Well, good.
Yeah, lots of growth opportunities.
That's what I want.
They're sitting there waiting for you, so start looking for them. You have to take action. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to go, but thank you so much for calling in, Suzanne.
Okay, thank you, Madeline, for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week your tip is this. How is the universe treating you? That's the $64,000 question, because the answer gives you the evidence of how you are feeling and thinking from moment to moment. The reason it does no good to complain and actually makes things worse, it's because we created whatever we're complaining about from our own energy. The universe is just sending it back to us. Notice when the universe does something nice for you, opens the door, brings the synchronicity that makes your life easier, a perfect parking place, a free latte, or more fun. All these little things tell you that you're on the beam of creating with ease. So enjoy your progress. More money is on the way. Now, next Friday on July 10th, my show will be about creating new stories to prosperity. It's our stories about money that make such a major difference in the amount of money that comes to us. Next week, I'll give you tips for changing your story so you can become more prosperous, and I'll also take your calls. In the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, be sure to get one of the last few 2009 Good Timing Guides and also sign up for our newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe and have the wind at your back for the rest of the year. Or you can call us toll-free to order or arrange a consultation at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And just remember, I won't be here today. It's a holiday. Back on Monday. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.